Tuesday, July 15th, Memorial of St. Bonaventure. The first reading from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. A certain man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman who conceived and bore a son. Seeing that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took a papyrus basket, daubed it with bitumen and pitch, and putting the child in it, placed it among the reeds on the riverbank. His sister stationed herself at a distance to find out what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, while her maids walked along the riverbank. Noticing the basket among the reeds, she sent her handmaid to fetch it. On opening it, she looked, and lo, there was a baby boy crying. She was moved with pity for him and said, "It is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" "Yes, do so," she answered. So the maiden went and called the child's own mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will repay you." The woman therefore took the child and nursed it. When the child grew, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her son, and called him Moses, for she said, "I drew him out of the water." On one occasion, after Moses had grown up, when he visited his kinsmen and witnessed their forced labor, he saw an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his own kinsmen. Looking about and seeing no one, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out again, and now two Hebrews were fighting. So he asked the culprit, "Why are you striking your fellow Hebrew?" But the culprit replied, "Who has appointed you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses became afraid and thought, "The affair must certainly be known." Pharaoh too heard of the affair and sought to put Moses to death, but Moses fled from him and stayed in the land of Midian. Haydock Commentary. Josephus says that Amram, Moses' father, had been assured by God that the child should be the deliverer of his people, yet he neglects not to use every prudent precaution. Cajetan thinks the Hebrews did not drown their children, but by thus exposing them, abandoned them to the king's use. Moses' sister was Miriam, who was born at the beginning of this persecution and was therefore called Bitterness. She was about 12 years old at this time. The daughter of Pharaoh is called Thermut by Josephus. She was going to bathe or to purify herself according to the custom of the country. Moses or Moises in the Egyptian tongue signifies one taken or saved out of the water. Mo signifies water in the Egyptian tongue. Mose, he drew out in Hebrew. Philo believes that the princess feigned him to be her own child. Moses denied that he was and would not take advantage of this adoption. See Hebrews 11:24. He was grown up and had been well instructed by his parents. He afterwards became well versed in all the sciences, rejecting what was idle and superstitious. Josephus assures us he became a great conqueror. He slew the Egyptian by a particular inspiration of God, as a prelude to his delivering the people from their oppression and bondage. He thought, says St. Stephen in Acts 7:25, that his brethren understood that God by his hand would save them. But such particular and extraordinary examples are not to be imitated. St. Thomas Aquinas says he was inspired on this occasion to stand up in defense of the innocent. The laws of Egypt required every person to protect the oppressed, or if unable to do it, he was to call in the aid of the magistrate. Moses was 40 years old when he was forced to flee. St. Paul, in Hebrews 11, verse 27, is speaking of his leaving Egypt at the head of the people when he says, "not fearing the fierceness of the king." Without being dismayed on this occasion by the unexpected discovery of what he had done, which was perhaps unintentionally made public by the Hebrew whom he had rescued, he resolved not to tempt God. Midian is a city and country of Arabia, which took its name from Madian, the son of Abraham, by Satura, and was peopled by his posterity. There were perhaps some of the descendants of Ham by his son Cus intermixed with them, and hence Aaron reproaches the wife of Moses for being a Cusite in Numbers 12:1. Jethro was a Sinian, descended from the same stock. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Haydock Commentary. These verses show us how dangerous it is to resist the divine graces and not to make good use of those favorable opportunities which the divine providence hath placed us in, of working our salvation and of improving ourselves in virtue and sanctity. As the fault of him who never had the truth announced to him is less than of him who rejected it when offered, so also his punishment would be less. If we compare this with Luke 10:15, it will appear that Jesus Christ made twice this reproach to these two impenitent cities.